My name is Kevin Yoon, and I began to reattend Metropolitan Baptist Church from late last December. I returned from the Middle East just before Christmas. I spent 2.5 years prior in Lebanon and Jordan. Before I left Australia to the Middle East in late 2013, at that point in my life, I was drifting away from a Korean Presbyterian church which I was attending here in Sydney. I had a lot of angst towards the state of the Presbyterian Church and the attitude of many Christians in general. Also in the time I was following, I was following global events that were unraveling, in particular the conflict in Syria. I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was in my ninth grade in high school in the year 1999. I connected with others that were passionate about the Word and Christ. I was even baptized in full immersion and continued to attend the Presbyterian Church. However, as I grew older, the environment at church felt overwhelmingly political among the leadership. The preaching had tinges of the prosperity gospel, and the preaching lacked conviction. Many verses were taken out of context and were compromised to be suitable to our modern first world demands. My friends and I were proactively seeking an alternative. I attended my first service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church in April 2013, a King James Version Bible-believing church. After attending this church for a few months, driven by my growing dissatisfaction with the political situation in Syria, my friends and I rushed to Lebanon with faith that God will give us opportunities to serve the refugees. At the time, it made sense, but in hindsight, I was driven by a combination of my sinful pride, my angst, and naivety. My friends gradually returned back to Sydney. I stubbornly remained, as I had found a career in the humanitarian sector. Was I doing good works by working for a humanitarian aid organization? From the perspective of the world, yes, I was. Did I lead others to Christ? Unfortunately, no, I did not. During my time in the Middle East, I dispensed all of my angst. My tank was emptied. I was also beginning to feel spiritually bankrupt. It was extremely difficult to remain faithful in the environment I was in. I felt far from God. As I spoke earlier, I was dissatisfied with other Christians, and I felt the need to physically act. In reality, I was no different to those I pointed out. I feared the possibility that I too might be one of those that Christ spoke of in Matthew 7:23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I realized I was committing sin. I missed worshiping the Lord. I missed singing hymns to God. I missed church and the peace of being with church brethren. Returning to God through Jesus, returning home to Sydney, and returning to church were the things I needed to do. At the start of this year, I committed to rediscovering the gospel, starting from the basics. In faith, I recommitted to Jesus. In faith, I no longer fear that possibility that Jesus might not recognize me. I recognize that I need the full armor of God and the sword, which is the Word, to stand against the devil. I thank God for Jesus, and Jesus for my salvation by dying for my sins and revealing hope through his resurrection. Amen. Thank you.